Ray Foley on Today FM.
Look who's here. It's Nettie.
I love her.
Hey.
Annette Freeman in the house. How are you?
I'm good.
Are
yeah.
you a Dua Lipa fan?
Yeah, I sure am.
Are you going Friday?
I'm not.
Oh, why not?
Because I forgot to get tickets the morning they went on sale. Yeah. Right? I got in a discussion with somebody in the office and then I was like, oh my God, it's 10:15. That was last September, so I forgot to get tickets. But now I have this really nice thing that we do every year, parents into school kind of session recently.
Really? Oh, right, night out.
Night out to celebrate the in-school year. And I kind of trumps Dua Lipa.
Oh, you're going out on Friday with the school gang?
With the school parents, yeah.
Oh, well, fair enough. Then you've got something else
I've
on.
I've got something else on, yeah. Sorry, Dua.
Dua was in town. She was texting at Nettie. Sorry. And she says, come here, Nettie, you're on Friday night.
But she's class, isn't she? She doesn't have a bad tune.
That's the thing. So many great songs.
So many hits.
Oh, yeah. So good. It's going to be such a good night.
And who's she going to bring out on stage?
I don't know, why did she bring people out on stage?
Yeah, she had Charlie with her on Friday night in Jamiroquai.
Charlie off the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show?
No.
That's where Charlie's, but Charlie's off.
Charlie XCX.
Right.
Okay.
Duda. Jeez, Ray.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I was out last night, I'm only...
I'm only half here.
I got that vibe the minute I stepped in studio.
You walked into
half
the studio.
Here. I don't know how you're...
There's a strange vibe, the exact words.
It's just loosey-goosey today, isn't it?
It's nice and relaxed, isn't it?
It's chill. It's just chill today.
It is chill. You're about to slide off the chair underneath the
desk.
We need
to relax now is what we need to
chill.
Do. Chill.
Right. Okay.
It's a busy week this week as well. Out last night. Then I've got Basement Jacks tomorrow night.
You poor thing.
I know. And then Dua Lipa Friday night.
Right. Will you manage it?
You're a real trooper, aren't you?
I really am a real trooper.
You're dying for the cause, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think it's important, you know. The people want me.
Which people?
People want me to stop.
The people.
People want me. Fill in the blanks. 0874-100.
What do the people want him to do?
The people want.
I have a question. Is Annette in here for a reason or lost?
Sorry. I took a wrong turn.
This is the Reddit thing. Is this on Irish Reddit or is this...
This is just on Reddit.
It's one of the... There's Irish Reddit and then there's English Reddit that I read sometimes. But this... it's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is just something that I spotted on Reddit. And it was a 16-year-old looking for a summer job and just saying how difficult it is that they've applied for lots of different positions and they're not getting them back. They're basically being ghosted. Nobody's replying to them. So they're wondering, is it due to their age or is it just this difficult to get a summer job right now? And not sure if this is the economy or something that's wrong, but like, can't get a summer job. And
she's 3 weeks now,
yeah,
I suppose.
They are off, a month or 3 weeks. And it's proven very difficult to get a summer job, which got me thinking.
Summer jobs.
I'm sure it is difficult to get a summer job right now, especially when you're 16. Like, I think when you're full
young.
Employment.
That's it, you see. When you're very young and it's your first job, people would be like, I hear no. Also, it's how many short-term, just seasonal, just for the few months of summer, jobs are going around? I mean, there's part-time jobs that you could be doing, but there's not necessarily just a couple of months work and then back to school again.
See, I think we were probably all 15 or 16 around the same time, were we, guys? Thumbs up.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, sure. Late 90s.
I was 15 or 16 in 03, 04.
Huh?
What?
You did pass maths, didn't you?
It's in the calculation.
What year were you born? Just tell me.
I was 13, 14 actually. 2013, 2014.
Oh, God.
So revising those numbers.
And himself going to Dua Lipa as well. He's so young, guys. He's just so young.
He's a fresh young voice on Today FM.
Yeah. Did you have a summer job? Did you manage to get a summer job?
No, I didn't, no.
Did you not? You just didn't do anything?
I tried, and then like that, it's that kind of thing. I suppose it's the way you carry yourself, and it's the way, you know, do you exude confidence? Do you exude as a kid? Like, do you are you the type of kid that an employer would go, Jesus, yeah, he's got it, and I did not have it. Like, if I was looking for work or looking for part-time work, they'd take one look at me and go, he's useless. I mean, even now, they would go, Jesus, no, he's useless. I did have a job one summer, the summer between school and college. I had a job working in a...
That's the first time you had a job between summer and college. God, you're useless.
I worked for my dad a number of summers as well. But like that, does that count if you're working for your parents?
I think it kind of depends. If you're putting in the hours.
You have to strike out on your own. You got to get a proper job elsewhere. That's what's best for you.
We had a family business, so I was working summers from a young age.
What's your family? What's the business?
I don't like to brag, but my father was like basically an oil tycoon in East Mayo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like JRU and, you know, that type. No, I wasn't.
And did you have did you have your own pumps and stuff?
Yeah, we had our own pumps.
And
so,
how's he getting on with the what's going on in Iran at the moment?
Well, he's not in the business anymore. No, he's not in touch with those boys.
You're bringing it by the barrel, would you?
Yeah, it was different times, Ray. But you'd be going out. You'd be, you know, you were on the pumps from really young age.
In the forecourt?
Yeah, in the forecourt. Yeah, like, did you get 10, work. 11, 12, beyond that?
Did you get tipped by punters pulling up to the pumps? Would you get a tip for filling the car up?
Yeah, you would. You know, especially an older person. You get maybe, you know, €2 or... You never got tipped.
If I'm in a forecourt, I'm shutting it down. Don't come near my car. I'll do it myself. Get away from my
car. But you're all the places are self-service now. You kind of just do them yourself.
But even though, even when there were people in the... If there's someone there... There's a Maxall in Sallynoggan that still have people that come out.
Oh, right.
And I'm straight out... when I go up to fill up there, I'm straight out of the car. Fast
the car's still moving. It's rolling to a stop and you're out the door. Yeah.
Why won't you let somebody else fill the car?
I don't know. I have a weird feeling about it.
It's a bit of an invasion of your privacy.
No, not that. It's actually almost sort of like...
You're embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're ashamed. You're like, I don't need
to do it myself.
That's because he's the star, JP.
That's not it at all.
It is, because you're like, they'll recognise me.
No, this is before I was a megastar.
It's like when people are serving you and they call you sir or something. You're like,
Did you do the same thing in restaurants, Ray? Like, where you say, no, give me the dish and the spoon.
No, you're being silly. I mean, daft thing. Like, I'm well able to do it myself. The very same when you're in a supermarket and the scouts are there and they go to pack their bags for you.
That's awkward.
It's exactly the same awkward.
It's not the same thing.
It is.
We were in a cafe recently and we were having lunch and the guy came over with a can of fizzy liquid. And he started to open it with the glass. I said, no, it's fine. I'll do that.
Of Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And the man went to open it for him. He opened the can for him. And JP and I had to sit there in a sort of an awkward...
I was like, no. But he insisted. I was like, don't do that.
I can open the can myself.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's what...
That's a bit, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm well able to fill the car for myself, which I am, I'll do it myself. So get away. But yeah, like you say, it was good for you as a kid for summer job.
Yeah, it was. But then, like you say, you need to progress. You kind of do need to go out on your own and say, all right, guys, I'm done here. I can no longer work for nothing. And you get out and you get your own job. And you see, we were really close to Knock. And if you knew your
there's
saints,
money in Knock.
There's money in Knock. There's old money in Knock, Ray. It's all money. Yeah.
Because it's all old people, is it?
No, I mean, they're there a long time doing the same thing.
There's old money in Knock. I remember going to Knock and the holy water being in taps. Taps of holy water.
Yeah, still there in taps.
Awesome.
Yeah, piped in.
So what did you do in Knock then?
I pulled 99s. And then when it was the 15th of August, the really big day in Knock. Don't ask me what that's about.
That's when the vision happened,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, that's it. There's a special name for it, though.
The Assumption?
Well, is it?
No.
I don't know. I hope my mother's not listening to this radio.
Trust me.
And I used to sell cans out the side of one of the shops just because, you know, everybody just wants a can of Coke or a can of soft drink. Used to do that. And then obviously progress to, you know, when you knew your saints, you'd sell the medals and statues and stuff. So,
different ones.
Yeah, yeah. It's big business. Have you been there lately?
Not lately, no.
It's nice for a stroll.
Yeah, it's an unusual place.
Yeah.
But, interesting. So was that every summer then you were in Knock?
No, only like say 2 summers.
Okay.
And then I wanted to get out of Mayo and I got a job in Delphi Adventure Centre in Leenagh for summer. It was class.
Oh, what age were you then?
I was 16 or 17.
Amazing.
And we peeled veg in the kitchens and then we used to go into, you know, where there was all the bunk beds and stuff where kids would have stayed.
Yeah.
And then we'd like clear out the bunk beds and mop the floors and stuff. And then we got to do all the stuff for free, the adventures.
Jeez, how long is Delphi? I didn't realise Delphi was open in the late 70s.
That was, I think, the summer in 1998 or 98, I think it was.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What an experience. And did you live there then?
JP's doing the maths here.
No, I'm just thinking because I have a trip there booked in August. I'm thinking if I pop into the kitchen and peel some spuds, well, I got a knock-off rate.
He's always looking for a deal. He's always looking for a deal.
100%.
Your summer job memories, 0874 100 102. Let's get your voice notes on the air. And is it hard to get a summer job when you're like 15, 16 now? Just for the summer. Usher and Pitbull and DJ's got us falling in love again. Good afternoon, I'll be your DJ this afternoon. Ray Foley's my name, JP's over there.
Hiya.
Annette Freeman in the house as well. I love her.
Thanks, Ray.
Talking about summer jobs. JP, do you have a summer job?
Multiple, yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't have been able to come home during the summer if I didn't have a job.
Provide.
Spent a good summer in the Four Lanterns in Dundalk and Park Street, chopping up chickens.
That's takeaway food, is it?
Yeah. Right. I got to wear the steel glove on one hand and a big knife in the other. Learned how to quarter a chicken. Annette Freeman, just because...
What's your right
down? No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you in good time. Because here I am, speaking my truth about the summer jobs I worked legitimately.
This is a safe space.
And then Annette over there clearly has thought of something funny to herself, but she doesn't want to say, so she's written down on a piece of paper her suggestion for what I did during the summer, washing diesel, she says. Selling red diesel.
Ah, that's fair. That's not fair.
That's mean.
That's not fair.
I also stacked shelves in Dunn's, of course. Great job.
Great
work out as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was all the time before minimum wage. There was no minimum wage before 98, 99.
Right.
So yeah. I think we were getting like two, I remember vaguely like 230, 260 an hour.
That's what I got in Delphi. I got €2 an hour. That's why I could not afford to go home that summer.
And good times and great memories.
Yeah, it was amazing.
0874 100 102. Your summer jobs. Peter texted, he said she had to get out of Mayo and she went to Delphi.
Is that like on the border, no?
One good spit and she would have hit Mayo, says Peter. Love the show.
Hey.
It's true though, in fairness.
It is
you can throw a stone over across the harbour. I was working at petrol pumps when I was about 9. It is a while back now, Ray. Nobody tipped in the 90s except the odd yank. From Sinead, oh, you'd love to see the Yanks coming,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they were always good tippers. Especially near Knock Airport, you'd be good.
Barbara says, it's impossible to get a job for under 16 people. My daughter has been told by multiple employers that for insurance reasons they don't employ people under 16. Is that the cutoff point, or is that the lowest age you can actually
You can well imagine that with Europe and whatnot, for all the good things it has done for us, I'd imagine they've got Loctite, absolutely watertight rules, regulations on teenage employees. And rightly so, probably.
It's Ursula von der Leyen, I suppose. for all the great things they've done for us.
I was going to say.
I mean, but seriously.
What? I mean, between the common agricultural policy.
Well, compared to back in the day,
cheers, JP.
Yeah, so some Egypt 15-year-old chopping up a chicken with a massive knife.
Yeah, thanks, JP. You know? Yeah, thanks, dude.
Did you take off your gloves before you cleaned the toilet, JP? I think so.
For all the great things Brussels have done for us.
Okay, I've learned to shut up from now on.
Don't, JP.
Don't go,
you're great,
JP,
crack. You're great crack.
JP, come on, you're great crack.
Come on, JP. There
is, do you know what? There's a funny vibe in here today.
JP's quitting radio. He's going to have to watch Diesel.
Chop chickens.
Don't be watching the Diesel.
That would be good crack. Going back to do the job you did as a teenager.
Sounds like a radio bit.
It does, doesn't it? There we go.
The water cooler factory in Belen Oasis, it was called. And for the entire summer, all they did was prank me. It was horrific.
Oh, that's so mean. Yeah. Did they ask you to look for a glass hammer?
Yes. And I didn't know. Sure, I was a fool. This is why nobody gave me a job before this. It's like, this guy's a fool, clearly. It's Egypt. He's green. He's a fool. The other one was, go down to John down there at the back of the factory and ask him for a long stand.
Mm. Yeah, that was a boom, boom.
And left me there for like an hour. What are you doing here? Told to wait here for the long stand. Awesome.
Is there would they take you back?
Would they take me back?
Yeah.
I've asked.
Oh, have you?
And they've said no.
Or
Philip is there, Philip?
Ray.
Yes, Philip.
I was an entrepreneur.
What did he say?
Entrepreneur, he was.
Oh, you were an entrepreneur as a child.
At 16, I had my own potato on the side of the road and I had a guy walking for me.
You had your own potato on the side of the road, is that what he said?
Did you say bodega?
Hang on.
At 16, I had my own potato.
Oh, bodega, sorry.
And I had a guy walking for me.
I thought you were like, I had my own potato on the side of the road. Just one potato. I mean, you'd be delighted to see the Yanks coming. Come here and I'll show you. For a tenner, I'll show you me spud.
What's a bodega?
A bodega?
A bodega.
A bodega? Like a stall?
Shop, yeah.
Sorry, Philip.
Sorry, we
digress. Go on.
Selling potatoes. I used to buy them.
Oh, multiple potatoes then. So
he had a potato bodega.
A potato bodega. You say potato, I say bodega.
She's gone. She's in
Let's
trouble.
Call the whole thing off.
In Fruit Market in town, Smithfield, bagged them. I sell them to all the albums outside door stores and Hot Man.
Oh, that's amazing. What an entrepreneur.
Hey.
Well,
love the show.
Hey, cheers, Phil. Emer's over there as well. 0874 100 102. Emer,
hi Ray. I had a couple of interesting jobs. Well, interesting is one word for them, in Leisureland in Galway.
Oh, loved Leisureland. The slides, the leaky slides. Great crack.
I used to sell the tickets at the slide, but the great crack about that was how you polished the slide in the morning was we used to polish on the slides and go on the mats and slide down. Myself and the lads who worked on the slides, we had great crack.
Oh, hang on. So I was thinking of the swimming pool slides, but there's also the slides that were outside.
Yeah, the ones awesome. That are like four in a row. Wow, simpler times.
Do you remember the train in Leisureland? That was class. Yeah. It was a small train that would go around the grounds. Oh, man, that was next level visiting Galway as a kid and seeing the small train that would go around the grounds. I was like 28, 29 at the time.
Legs hanging over the side.
Oh, Jesus, here comes your man again. He's mapped up from Bella.
The most mind boring and mind deadening one was I was inside in the kiosk at the machines, you know, inside in there, and you had to give change, yeah. Like 5 twopences for 10p and 10 twopences for 20p, etc., etc. This was back now in mid 70s when I was in college.
That's when Annette was in Delphi around the same time.
That one was
the bright lights of Delphi. She left me over.
Oh God.
Oh God.
You could have done without that one. But she got paid.
Yeah, exactly. Ray Foley on Today FM.